Jen was talking about her intellect getting in the way, and I kind of had a similar experience in that I spent a lot of time doing drugs, and I just speak to the young people, don't. And there are strongholds that you can be in, whether you're using drugs or whether you're just some intellectual. But at one point in my walk, I was going through a transition period where I had heard the word and I was trapped in these strongholds, and the church I was going to, and they'd talk about Jesus, and when it got to the power of the Holy Spirit, boom, that Bible was slapped shut. But I finally begun to open to the power of the Holy Spirit. And one night, I went to bed and I had this dream vision, and it was kind of a long drawn out thing, but I went into a stadium full of people, and it was shoulder to shoulder. I mean, it was completely filled, and all around the top of the stage, all around, were these trophies of Satan. And there was, you know, Mick Jagger and all of these stars, and they were in these cylindrical things, and it was like Satan was showing off his trophies. And the spirit just rose up in me, and I started singing in the spirit. And I was singing this song, and it was like, praise the name, praise the name, praise the name of Jesus. But I was singing it in tongues. And I woke up at that point. And have you ever wakened and you're in a stupor, you know? You got drool going down your mouth. It's like, what's going on? And that's the way my mind was. But my spirit was on fire, and it was just singing. I was singing. I woke up singing, and it was totally alive. And he used that incident to teach me the difference between the spirit, you know, out of your belly will flow rivers of living water, and the mind gets in the way a lot of times. And it has to do with what Kirk was talking about, the spontaneity of the spirit versus the intellect. And a lot of times when I'm up there playing, and the Holy Spirit comes down and the anointing comes down, it's not me playing. I've just become the instrument. The saxophone disappears. I'm not thinking. I'm just caught up in the spirit. So when people come up to me after, oh, that was really great, and I say, well, it was the Holy Spirit. It wasn't me, because I know how I can play. It was just not that well. And I just wanted to say that the mind can really interfere with the spirit. And if you're in that situations like they were talking about this morning, where you really don't want to say anything, but you can feel that spirit welling up, and you just let it flow.